curious, anytime the Raptors play the Memphis Grizzlies, we play this song on this radio show. I think it's a very astute decision by our technical producer, Chris D'Avero. Welcome back to First Up. The Raptors were doing a lot of walking in Memphis, not a lot of shooting or making buckets. I guess the game was in Toronto. I tried to make a segue, Dave. I failed. I did my best here. But let's welcome in our TSN NBA analyst, Leo Routens, here on First Up. Hey, Leo.
What's up, fellas? You guys good?
Wow, we're doing really good. We're doing really good. Not the best performance from the Raps last night, Leo, and the offensive struggles continue. I think it's not a surprise considering guys like OG Anunoby and Gary Trent Jr. are out, but to score 91 against a porous defensive team in the Memphis Grizzlies was surprising to me. How did you view it?
I can't call it surprising. I mean, you're missing, like you said, you're missing 40%+ of your offense. You got some guys that I'm sure are getting a little tired from carrying the load. You got other guys that are being asked to do more than they should. And some guys just aren't being very productive coming in off the bench. So, it's just the way it is right now. And somehow, you know, the Raptors have to find a way to keep slogging through this until they start getting the, you know, bodies back and playing at the capability they can play at. So it's a tough time. It really is. It's a very frustrating time for a coach like Nick Nurse. You're going to try all kinds of stuff. You're going to junk defenses, different combinations. You're scrambling and trying, but sometimes it's not going to matter what you do. It's just not going to happen.
Well, you talk about some of the guys getting tired, Leo. I look at Fred VanVleet, and of course, he's leading the NBA in minutes per game. But we saw Memphis last night really go at him with a long physical defender in Dylan Brooks hounding VanVleet. And it worked, because if VanVleet's not rolling, the Raptors simply don't have a reasonable facsimile to replace his production and his leadership. What do you make of the load that's on Fred VanVleet and what it might mean this season?
Well, it's a big one, right? Because he's got an entirely different role as the sole leader of this team, and there's a lot of pressure. It's not the same guys he's been playing with, right? So he's got to help everybody get better. And when he's not on the floor, things change dramatically. And I'm old school. When you used to see a team in this situation, man, you'd bury a guy like Fred. I put a fresh body on him every 3 minutes and just hound him every step of the way up and down the court. You don't see that in today's game. I don't know why you don't see that, but the fact that, you know, Memphis, you know, put some size and aggression and physicality against them, you got to do that. I mean, why wouldn't you do that? And if you're playing against the Raptors right now, I think that would be the number one game plan, just wear Fred VanVleet out. And I got to give him credit because, you know, what he said the other day that, hey, you know, I'm leading the minutes in minutes. I'm leading in, you know, miles ran during a game, and, hey, I'm okay. So if that's the least other guys can do, the least. So I think he's trying to set the example. He's not complaining. He's going through it. But at the same time, you know, it's taking its toll. It has to be taking its toll. And, like I said, teams, you don't have them every.
All right, Chris, you might want to call. You might want to call Leo back there. That's with Leo Routens, our NBA analyst. He'll join us again in just a moment. But
I guess he's on a landline. I guess he's on a landline because you don't hear that sound very often.
Exactly, landlines. Are those still a thing? I don't know. Do you? You still have a landline at your place, Dave?
No, I don't.
No.
You?
Perhaps the only person. No, I don't think I have since I lived with my parents like many years ago, but I think the only person I know is a landline, Steve Simmons.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course Simmons is a landline. And a typewriter. Yes. And a horse and carriage, I think, too. Somewhere right. in the back 40.
Leo Routens rejoins us here on First Up. And, Leo, I want to ask you about Scotty Barnes. And I think the big question, really perhaps the only question about Scotty Barnes after the Raptors drafted him so high in the first round of the most recent NBA draft was, could he shoot? And he has exceeded any and all expectations as far as his shooting form, at least for me. But now he is launching threes. I mean, he took 9 the other night, 6 last night. It's a very impressive development as far as the confidence aspect for Scotty Barnes, but he's knocking them down too. I think that is, if there's one positive to be gained from last night's game against Memphis, I think it's the confidence that Scotty Barnes clearly has in his jump shot.
Well, you know, this kind of goes back to the NBA and all these experts and all these scouts. And, you know, they put labels on players, right? Guy can't shoot. Well, why can't he shoot? Because he's a great athlete, and in college he could just attack and dunk on people, and, you know, he looks to pass first. Is that why he can't shoot? Because I look at a guy and I go, wait a minute, let me take a look at his form. Let me take a look at his release. All right, is he afraid to shoot? No. Okay, I don't see a problem here. I see a guy that, you know, the more confidence he's got, the more you encourage him to shoot, the more he sees that he needs to shoot because he's a smart guy, he's going to shoot. So, again, it's kind of laughable when you hear all these people say, oh, my God, look at it, he can shoot. No one said he couldn't. No, people did say he couldn't, but it wasn't true. and so, like I said, when I look at his form, I look at his release, I look at a lot of things like that, and I go, why not? And here's the great part. You're stepping out on the floor, and the coach will go, shoot. I don't know if you guys ever played, but whatever sport you play, if you got a coach that's telling you, hey, shoot. I'm not worried about if you miss. Shoot. Your confidence goes through the roof, okay? I can tell you a story from my second year playing over in Italy. I get to this new team, and in this first half, I took 6 threes, and I made 1, right? And I'm going, this is a brand-new team, and I'm looking at the coach, and every time I take a shot, he's looking at me, shoot, shoot more, shoot. So I end up averaging 27 a game on that team, because I shot it every time I touched it, because the guy said shoot. And so my confidence is going through the roof, and it changes the way you think. And so Scotty's got everybody telling him, be confident, shoot the ball, we believe in you. And that makes a big difference for a young player.
Well, speaking of confident shooters, Leo, we're looking around the league. And last night, a team that has never been afraid to shoot, the Golden State Warriors, were matched up against the Phoenix Suns. It was probably the game of the year in the early part of this season because, of course, Phoenix has been off to an absolutely hot start, as have the Warriors. Phoenix ends up winning it, but AK and I were talking earlier in the show about how impressive Golden State looks this season, obviously with Steph Curry playing an MVP-type caliber, with Draymond Green looking like a front-runner for Defensive Player of the Year, and with Andrew Wiggins, Canada's own, looking like the guy he was supposed to be when he was drafted first overall. Do you see it the same way? Are they, in your mind, as in ours, the championship favorite right now?
No, I really like that team. They're fun to watch. They play the right way. You know, they were really smart. You know, they had a little downtime since the Raptors won the championship against them. Injuries, all kinds of things. And what they did was they said, okay, we're not going to panic here. We're going to draft well. We're going to take advantage of this. We're going to develop some of our guys, and we're not going to wear out a Steph Curry or a Draymond Green. And, you know, when we're going to put ourselves back in a position to win again. And that's exactly where they are. And think about it. You mentioned all those guys. You know, Klay Thompson's not playing yet. He's almost back. Yeah. Wiseman's not playing yet. You've got a big man that they drafted. They've been developing. He's not back yet. So this team, as good as it is just going to get better. And I think, you know, to me, them and Phoenix both, to me, are the perfect blend of today's game of shooting the best shot you can and defending. So they're a perfect combination of old and new. And that's why they're among the best teams in the league. They play the game, they're right. And it's fun to watch. You watch these teams play, it's thoroughly enjoyable to sit down and watch a game when the way they move the ball, the way they anticipate, they understand that you're not winning if you don't defend. So many great things with Golden State and Phoenix, for that matter.
Yeah, I'm so perplexed by the betting odds to win the NBA title right now. Brooklyn, a heavy favorite, +260, followed by the Lakers, then Golden State. Phoenix is the sixth best odds right now. I don't know. I'm kind of confused by that. And for my money, you know, I value my money. I would be taking the Golden State Warriors for sure as the favorite right now. Leo, thank you so much for doing this. A big night for the Raps tomorrow as they welcome in the defending champs in the Milwaukee Bucks. So yet another tough test. And hopefully it's a win at home as opposed to a loss, which has become far too common so far this season. Thank you very much for the time.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right. That's Leo Routens. He's talking about coaches giving him confidence. Really reminds me of my grade 10 basketball team, Thornley Secondary School. I wasn't going to be like Leo's telling a story about, oh, playing over in Europe, playing for Philly, you know, yeah, in the NBA. I'm talking about Thornley Secondary School taking on like Westmount, or Vaughn, right. something like that. But, man, did I get red hot in the second half, knocked down a bunch of triples. When I say a bunch, I think it was two, but I was dialed in that afternoon.
2-3 balls. Wow.
It was wet. The jumper was wet. A lot of people were saying it's where Steph Curry was inspired. It's probably an accurate representation of what did happen. But, yeah, this is funny. You know, Leo's like, I don't know if you guys played basketball. I'm like, well, I did at an extraordinarily low level, Leo.
Yeah, but... same here. Hey, I've watched really good players play basketball. Yeah, I can say that for sure.
Exactly. I do remember once at Western when, you know, me and my buddies, we used to go and play basketball all the time. And one time the Western basketball team was there for some reason. And the clinic that those guys put on against us, we're like, all right, we'll play threes. Like, we'll take you guys on. And these guys, I got dunked on, like, so viciously. It was borderline assault. The guy.
It's not good, eh?
Absolutely crowned me. I'm, like, standing there, this little kid, basically. Well, I still am. But, man, that was tough. Very humbling. Because I thought I was, like, a pretty decent player at
yeah.
that point in time. But then you go up against legitimate athletes. And it is a completely different ball.
But yeah, that's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. I've been in some of those pickup games. I was a good enough fringe high school player to play in pickup games with really good players who played Division I and the like. And when you see real athletes out there and you're kind of trudging around sort of possibly undercutting them because they're flying over you a la Vince Carter over Frederick Weiss in the 2000
yeah, exactly.
Olympics. That's happened to me. It's not a lot of fun because you're not even worried about, you know, embarrassing yourself as much as you're worried about hurting a guy because you're so slow and unable to get off the ground and they're flying through the air with 40-inch verticals. It's terrifying that you think, I might blow this guy's knee out because I'm so useless out here. Like that could be dangerous.
More high school stories from Dave and I on the other side as we wrap things up here on First Up. We'll tee up the Leafs and the Colorado Avalanche, a game you can hear on TSN 1050. It's Nazem Kadri's return to Toronto and also Nathan MacKinnon's return from injury. He missed eight games. He has missed the last eight games for Colorado. You're listening to First Up live on your radio, live streaming, podcasting, and on demand through the iHeartRadio Canada app.